This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Moving right along here on Fesco and Dusty on a Friday. Man, that video just came up of those.
Don't say that again. It's Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Thursday. Sorry. We were talking about Friday. I can't wait for Friday. Going to Omaha with Mr. Gold. Going to go watch Jack Caglione play some baseball. One of my buddies went out there yesterday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He sent me a picture. He was sitting right behind the dugout and took a picture of Jack Caglione. Goes, all right, man, you weren't lying. This guy's massive.
I was He's huge.
I told you. 6'5", 250, size 11 shoe. Shout out to Ethan. He was the winner of the Booth Creek Wagyu Smasher Pass.
Which is a small shoe size for a 6'5" individual, I think.
You 11, think so?
Yeah, I wear an 11 and a half.
Okay, that's 6 more inches.
You said he's size 11.
Size 17.
No, you said 11.
Oh, I meant 17.
Oh, 17. No, that's a deal. Oh, completely different.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes
that
more makes sense. More yeah, sense. You said size 11. I'm like, sorry. This guy's foot smaller than me at 6'5"?
17. Size 17 foot.
That's size nuts. 11 when he was in like 8th grade.
Yeah, right. Before
eighth.
That, probably,
eighth,
right?
Shoot.
Yeah, like kindergarten, he's walking around like, who's this guy?
Yeah, so it is there. He has been revealed to the public. There's a lot of action going on in Omaha. Should be good weather this weekend, so can't wait to see that. Can't wait to go to Omaha for the first time in my life. The only thing that I'm upset about, which I know we, you know, Dusty, you get to go to Omaha, you don't have kids, you get to have a relaxing weekend. Sure, I get it. That's fun. I love it. I can complain a little bit. We missed the College World Series by 2 weeks.
That's okay.
For you, like,
no,
not
no,
for
no,
me.
No, 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 no. I'm telling you why it's okay, because you would pay about 17 times as much for a hotel room. So you're going to fly in and get a $69 hotel room in Omaha, whereas in 2 weeks that hotel room is $5,000. Now, if you really want to go to the College World Series, you can do what I did back in 2003 with my man, you know, Rob Berryhill, who sits behind the Buck O'Neill seat at Kauffman Stadium. You know, Rob, he's on the TV all the time, and our friend Jim. We drove up to Omaha one day and just watched a couple of games and then drove back.
Fine.
It's close enough where you can do that. Drive up 10 o'clock after the show. You're there by 12:30, 1 o'clock, catch an afternoon game. Drive back down after the afternoon game. You're home in time for dinner if you wanted to be. So you can get up there for a call. And I would recommend that. Now, I don't know what the new stadium's like. The old Rosenblatt Stadium was outstanding. It was in the middle of a neighborhood. There were parties. Like, it was legit.
Nice.
Fun, like on fire fun now. And I'm sure it's still like that, but do that. Go up there for the day. It's not that big a deal. Do it on a Friday. They play Friday games. Drive up there, buy a cheap ticket, go in, watch a couple of games, turn around, come home. It's an outstanding experience to go to that College World Series.
I just want to go to that bar where they do all the shots
that
for the
place,
teams.
Yeah, that's coming up in two weeks, as you
fun.
Mentioned, is a lot of fun. Yeah, especially if KU ends up being in there and they win that regional or something like that. You know people are going to go up to Omaha and pound shots. KU may beat Tennessee in that category this year.
High A ball is what the SEC is. I don't know what the Big 12 is.
For shots?
For shots. Okay, yeah.
I don't care about the baseball side of things.
Gotcha.
Who the hell cares about college baseball? I'm talking about shots and doing the Jell-O shots. KU fans will go up there in mass just to take the Jell-O shots.
SEC, baby.
Somebody says, Mac, I called, but you forgot to pick up. Ring back anytime. Thank you, my handsome little Big Mac.
Who sent you that?
That was on the text line.
That's the number?
Yeah.
I've been pounded this week. Thanks, 913.
There is some other information about Omaha on Saturday that Alex and I were given that I will share tomorrow on the show. It's pretty entertaining. I'll tell you that much. So speaking of college, there is now year two of NCAA football, the video game, which I'm sure a lot of you are out there pining to get your hands on because it comes available, in June this next month, right? Here in about 3 days. And there's some new features because we were asked on our Instagram page, if you haven't seen it, go to the Instagram, get on the Fan 965. And we were asked, like, Madden or NCAA 26. I think everybody said NCAA 26, except Bob said Tecmo Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah. But you can't beat Bo Jackson. No, I can. You just have to beat me. But you said there's some new features for this game. Like you can do the whole, like, where you decide to go to school. Is that a rumor? Or is that a real thing?
I think it's a real
thing.
So
there's that. Before we get to that being a real thing, is the Madden cover that I saw yesterday a real thing, or was that a fake thing? Where it had all the top defensive backs on the cover, including Trent McDuffie?
Oh, that'd be awesome. I bet that's fake.
I've seen one where it was the Madden cover was Saquon doing the hurdle, and he's in color, and everything else is black and white.
Ooh, that's cool,
too. I like that.
I like this one that they had all like five of the star defensive backs in the NFL. Trent McDuffie and a bunch of other people I'd never heard of, because they don't matter in the grand scheme of things. But it was cool to see like all five of them. I'm like, all right, that's something different. But I thought I had heard the Barkley thing, too, was potentially going to be one.
That's the one, like the obvious in the room. Like, just do it and go with it and have it be done. But
if they're smart, they'll have another thing be the cover, and then you can pay an extra $10 to get that one.
Yeah.
Because everyone
the deluxe version.
Yeah, exactly.
But why would you just put Taylor Swift on the cover? Make Tony Dungy happy.
Well, that'd be Madden. She's actually in the game of Madden, though. They showed that clip where Travis Kelce scored, and they showed like the blonde girl up in like the booth.
Oh,
like,
that's fantastic. Oh, it's great. How do we know it's Taylor?
Blonde, Caucasian, red jacket.
That could be any.
I guess it could be, you know, it could be Brittany Mahomes or it could be, you know, Taylor Swift. You get to have your own imagination. Is there NIL persuasion on the new NCAA game?
Oh, God, I hope that you got to include everything.
Wouldn't
right?
that be great?
Is the SEC included in this or did they secede from the game too?
No, I think there's too much money in the game that won't secede from that.
They won the game. You're right about that. Well, there's a check here. Right.
Yeah, we'll stay for this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you get to, like, if when you're a dynasty coach and you're trying to get recruits and you want this recruit, I think they'll show the recruit that you want, choosing between your hat, your school's hat, and two other schools' hat, like on National Signing Day. So you're going to sit there in your room at midnight being like, okay, this five-star quarterback, what's he going to do? Is he going to pick up my hat? So that sounds pretty fun. But yeah, I'm seeing the live reveal video go on as we talk about it.
When are we going to get to the point, though, with NIL where it does become like professional sports and you try to play the Royals against the Yankees and you end up losing, like Moose did that year where he didn't get his contract? Are we going to start to see that in college where guys think they're going to get this NIL money? They enter the transfer portal, they don't get their NIL money, and then their current school goes go pound sand?
I mean, that kind of happened with Nico Iamaliava. He didn't come back to Tennessee saying, wait, hold on, just give me a second. But I mean, he didn't get the money that he thought he was going to get. I don't know for sure because none of this stuff is as public as it should be. But
everybody talks, right?
Yes,
behind
exactly.
the scenes. People know what's going on.
And if you follow the inferred numbers that he got, it's as much at best at Tennessee. He didn't get more.
Okay, so are people going to learn from him and use his experience and go,
no.
Or are they going to go, that was just him, I'm still going to be able to get more money.
I'm better than that
guy.
Right,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. 119th and it all happens. I'm just telling you, like, we're going to get to that point where a lot of these dudes are going to overplay their hand, I think, anyway.
I think so.
Right? I mean, I can't be wrong about that. I think everybody kind of feels somebody at one point in time is going to overplay their hand. I think we're going to see that happen a lot where guys are going to overplay their hand, and then there's not going to be a seat left at the table for them.
Well, I mean.
And then they're at West Alabama playing for that idiot coach. Jason Brown.
Well, and will schools keep, you know, paying these guys? Like Carson Beck went and made a decent amount of money at Miami, Florida. He was terrible all season for Georgia. Like, how often will schools just keep saying, well, he's Carson Beck, let's give him the money, NIL, or will they go find someone else and pay less? Because that's what you have to do in pro sports, too. There's going to be there's salary caps. There's amounts of money that you can spend and allocate towards players. We don't have any of that yet.
That ain't all Carson Beck lost.
That's true.
Yeah. Has he been like the biggest quote? I don't want to say loser because he's still making some good money off the deal, but not as much as he probably would have thought. And he lost his girlfriend along the way.
Yeah,
he gave up his girlfriend.
Yeah,
yeah. He really threw an interception on that one. But yeah, I don't know. Carson Beck. I hope nothing but the best for that young man. But I don't think he's set up for success in Miami.
I just showed North Carolina in the reveal video. There you go,
North Carolina.
North Carolina Stadium.
Is Jordan on the game, or did she say that she
Jordan's
be
on the game?
Did not see Jordan or Bill. There are real coaches this year. There was Ryan Day.
Is there any truth that the actual cover this year is Belichick fishing and catching Jordan? Because somebody did put that one out there yesterday, too. New cover of EA 26, and it's Belichick in that fisherman's outfit. Awesome. You know?
That'd be if they did like the head coach version, like they did Madden that one year, which was a total flop.
Yeah, that failed.
Where it was like, you could be the head coach. Why would I want to do this? I can't play, but I just tell people what to do. If that was the case, yes, it'd be like, this could be you. Are you 79 and lonely and divorced? You could find a 24-year-old that wants your money and controls your life on NCAA head coach.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of Arch Manning in this video.
A lot.
As it
better believe it. He's the face of college football.
I keep looking over and I saw one Missouri highlight. There was a Missouri guy tackling someone. So
good.
That's good.
A Missouri guy tackling someone. We've made it, baby. That may be the most action we see out of Missouri in a month. Hey!
Somebody says, good advice for Bob. You can go to the College World Series and drive back, although Dusty wouldn't be able to drive back the same night. No chance. What's an Uber cost? About $2,000. I think I'll stay.
Yeah. How much is a hotel? Five.
Yes.
Grand.
I also like to live dangerously.
You don't have to get pounded at the game. You can just go and enjoy the baseball game and enjoy the experience.
True. Yeah, well, that's like your opinion, man.
I mean, just because there's a game doesn't mean you got to be drunk.
No, but you want to have a few, and I don't want to test it. That's the rule.
If you, I've been pounded this week.
Yeah. I can't believe I lost my composure in that audio. Just
it's
completely
awesome.
Lost
my favorite.
Oh, boy. So I want to bring this up because I just found this article on Pro Football Focus. Tickets went on sale in London. And the quote they has, it goes, expectations of high demand have caused chaos. We'll explain what that means on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Pay off your tees, pay off your tees, pay off your tees. So Pro Football Talk, they wrote an article about this. It's going through the internet as we speak of frustration looming through Ticketmaster. What's new? New day, same story. The NFL, though, began selling tickets to its London games on Thursday, today, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. So that'd be 7:30 our time, I believe. Obviously.
Yep.
So the NFL's UK and Ireland Twitter account posted this message. Quote, due to exceptionally high demand for NFL London game tickets, Ticketmaster has temporarily paused sales to monitor the queue and ensure genuine fans are able to purchase tickets. Remember that. Your place in the queue is secure and there are still tickets available. We understand how frustrating this is and appreciate your patience. Pro Football Focus or Pro Football Talk goes on to say the mention of genuine fans is a reference to the infiltration of resellers and their bots based on some of the evidence posted on social media. It appears that some believe the bots are still gobbling up tickets and putting them up for sale, even when the queue for the genuine fan is paused. Somebody said, we tried to enter the queue. The wait time is, quote, more than an hour, with 247,734 people already in line. So this sucks, man, because this isn't just about football. This is about every single event through Ticketmaster. This is why All American Rejects are doing exactly what they're doing. For those of you that are lost in the dark with what the All American Rejects are doing, they're just going to house shows for free and playing their music because you know what they've done? They've created a second run of their career. They have got a youth, a new appreciation to their music that maybe people growing up when they were two or three at the time when they were doing their real thing on tour didn't know they existed. But now these people can see a concert that is entertaining, that is fun, and they don't have to pay for it. I'm not saying that you don't have to pay for concerts, but the fact that you are getting outbid and waiting in a queue of over 200,000 people that where maybe 50,000 people are actually human beings or actually 100,000 people maybe want to actually have a chance to go to the concert, but they can't because of this sort of infiltration and sort of diabolical scheme that is going on with Ticketmaster and how it gets ran. It's ruining everything. It's ruining sports. It's ruining concerts. We were talking off the air that like I was looking at Blink-182 concert tickets and to sit nosebleed for a band that's like nearly all in their 50s and past their prime by a long shot. I'm thinking, okay, $250. That'll get me good seat, good enough. Nah, that's nosebleed at the T-Mobile Center. To sit low It's like $1,000 because somebody bought that ticket for a certain price and then doubled it and resold it or is trying to do that, yeah. And you just can't win anymore with this.
You just can't. And, you know, the flip side is, well, that's capitalism. They're just doing what they're allowed to do. We've allowed it, but that's not where we are at this point in time. This is becoming a very bad process for everybody who wants to just go to an event and take their kids. And I'll go back 2 years to the Taylor Swift concerts that were going on, and we were fortunate enough to know somebody that we were able to get tickets from, right? And it happened last minute, and for a year, I was sick to my stomach that I wasn't going to be able to get these tickets for my kids because of the way that this Ticketmaster thing worked. You're in there on time, you're in there with a pre-sale even, you got a special code, and you're still getting kicked out. I don't know if Ticketmaster or Siri is worse at what they do, but it's a fight to the finish for both of those operations. Ticketmaster sucks, Siri is useless, and together they're a hunk of crap. You know, it's like, why can't we figure this thing out and do it the right way? And if we're going to address a problem, I always like to have a solution and say, oh, this is how I would do it. I don't know what the right answer is anymore. Go back to record stores and stand in line and buy tickets that way like we used to have to do. I mean, or go to the Ticketmaster outlet, you know, machine that was at your local grocery store back in the day. I mean, we can get back to those times if we want to. I don't think people would be happy if they had to go down there and buy the ticket to the event that they wanted to see. But maybe you had a better chance of getting the ticket to that event as opposed to all of these, you know, ticket brokers going online and hoarding all of the tickets. Because I know people, I have a friend who used to be in that industry back in the 90s, early 2000s, when you had to have connections and know people. It wasn't all bots. Mm-hmm. And since it's all changed, he's kind of gotten out of the business. But he told me, oh, yeah, these people don't sit at their computers. They got all these programs built. They just buy these tickets. Mm-hmm. And it never gives the public an opportunity. So technically, in my opinion, Ticketmaster is a monopoly. And they're not allowing people to go out there and get the ticket at the true face value, because also Ticketmaster is reselling at a higher level through their own website, too. So how much of this is bots versus how much is this Ticketmaster just wanting to hold back the ticket so they can resell them at a higher rate later on, too?
And somebody in the text line says this is the same thing that Pat McAfee had to deal with for his Big Night Out show. He wanted to do a show where fans could get in for under $30, but Ticketmaster screwed it up for those people as well. Yeah. And that's what I hate, because I always go back to this memory, because we all remember when the Sprint Center opened, when it was called that, and Garth Brooks put on nine shows.
Yeah.
I'll never forget this process. I was going to community college at the time, I was 19. And I remember I told my parents, I was like, hey, I get out of class at noon and they're starting the line at Seventh Heaven in Blue Springs, a staple in Blue Springs. And you went in line and stood there, and me and my buddy's dad stood in line, and they just gave everyone a ticket stub, right? Not like an actual that you get at a carnival. And after everybody got a line, I'll never forget this, it sits on the corner of 7 Highway and wrapped around the building all the way to the post office in Blue Springs. And we're standing in line, we're probably like, I don't know, 100 people deep. Everybody wants to see Garth Brooks, right? And we got a ticket. And the guy comes back and he's like, all right, has everybody received a ticket? Got everybody's attention. On a megaphone, he goes into a fishbowl, legit fishbowl, and pulls a ticket. And he's like, 551 is where we'll start the line. So whoever had 551 was first in line. It wasn't 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So luckily for us, we were like 30 people behind. And this is when online buying tickets was the first thing. This is before the bots got in there, at least I think. And I remember we came back the next day, and you had your ticket, and they're like, all right, what number are you? And it's like, you know, you got in chronological order of the tickets that were number one. And I remember five people went into Seventh Heaven. 45 people left until we're getting tickets. And we're like, all right, dude, we're going to get tickets. Guy comes out, same megaphone, same guy. Concert is sold out. I'm like, how is that possible? Right now, there's other people at other venues buying tickets. But he goes, but he's going to do another one. And I'm like, okay. And then my buddy's dad's with me kind of calming me down. He goes, from what I've heard, he's going to do at least 4 or 5. And I'm like, okay, 4 or 5, we're definitely in. 5 minutes later, concert 2 sold out. And I'm like, what is going on? And they're like, well, there's also people at home that are just clicking and getting their tickets. So finally we get in, we get to show 4. Mm-hmm. We got tickets to show 4. He was one person in front of me. We sat 18 rows behind him at the concert, and we bought our tickets at the same time.
That's crazy.
That's how fast they went. And I was just like, this is nuts, man. And then you get into modern time and it's like, yeah, tickets to go to this concert, if you want a really good seat, or like,
but at least then you kind of knew it was for people that wanted to be there.
Yeah. You had to put dedication into it.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, and there were times where I remember back in the day, 311 would play down at the Crossroads, or not the Crossroads. They'd play at, the flea market down there, and we would go to Seventh Heaven. And you just walk in, be like, yeah, can I get 2 3 11 tickets? They're like, yep, general admission, or do you want to like, I'm like, nope, just general admission. All right, here's your ticket. See you later. And then everything changed. And it sucks, man, because I love concerts. That was outside of friends and family being able to like be around them during COVID. Losing concerts and sporting events was the one thing I hated the most.
Yeah. And it sucks for everybody because, you know, when you have a family and you're buying four as opposed to one, it becomes an unaffordable mess. I think that's why for a lot of people, you know, with professional sports, the way that it's priced right now, you go to one big game a year. And if you get the opportunity to do that, you enjoy it. You treasure it. You love it up because A, it's expensive, but B, it's very difficult now to buy tickets to go see anything because of the bots, because of these people trying to take over and scam all these tickets from people. And so they just I don't know if they can invent a better way to do it. I don't know what the answer is to that, especially for an event like this in London, where if your team is playing, which it also surprises me that like there's literally like losers playing. It's like the Browns, the Jags.
It's the London fans.
Right.
It's
like yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so which shows you how big the NFL is. They don't care who's playing. They want to go and now crash on the Ticketmaster website. So I don't know if there's a better way to go about doing it. I used to get mad when I was younger when teams would put a zip code restriction on who could buy tickets for certain events.
I remember that.
Right? Mm-hmm. The first one I think I experienced is when I was in San Antonio and the Spurs had a playoff game or a game against the Rockets or something, and they wouldn't let people outside of San Antonio buy the tickets. I go, that's ridiculous. Let anybody buy a ticket who wants. And now you start to see stuff like this and you realize, maybe that's the best way to go. Like, if there's going to be a game played in Kansas City featuring the Chiefs, you have to be within a certain zip code in order to buy those tickets and get to that event. Maybe we have to work that level of stuff. I don't know what the right answer is, but I know what's going on right now is not right. It's not correct. And it sure as hell isn't fair to people who just want to go enjoy an event.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It's one of those things where it's, because we talk sports on the show, but it's more than just a sports thing because it is a concert thing. It's a, you know, and I don't know if Mac agrees with this or not, but it's almost to the point where like it's kind of helped my musical knowledge to where I'm like, well, I'll never see, you know, this person live, but I like this sort of music until that star gets too popular. And then I'm like, well, because like, for instance, I love the Turnpike Troubadours. They used to always play in Bonner Springs. Now they're playing at the Uptown Theater. They've gotten too big or they've gotten too recognizable. And now if I'm going to go see them to get tickets, I've got to get online. I got to purchase them. And now from buying a $30 ticket to Bonner Springs to watch the band play and sit in the lawn and have a hell of a time, now I'm going to have to pay $147 to see them. And I'm just like, they're too big for me now. They're too rich for my blood, per se. So I'm just like, I'm going to have to pass on that. Who's another underground guy? I like this Baker Blankenship guy. Oh, he's coming to Grinders, or he was. The concert got nipped. But like, that's where I'm at. Like, that's what I, and if it's, you know, the only concert that I have ever splurged at in my life was Bruce Springsteen because I didn't know if he'd ever come back.
Yeah.
And so I spent a lot of my money on that because A, I had to. B, there was no other option.
And you wanted to.
And that's the only way I did it. That's the only outlier of the situation. It's tough for me to go see concerts or go to a sporting event when the tickets are that expensive.
It's ridiculous. It's tough for everybody. And it really is. And I hate to use the term, it's not fair, but that's where we are at this level. Now, it's just not fair anymore to be doing this and price gouging people. And if you're going to have high prices, I understand that. It's the cost of doing business, right? It's the cost of doing something. But you can't have a situation where you're allowing the ticket brokers and the bots to get ahead of all the people in line. They should get what's left over.
And see, somebody brings this up on the 816. They do this with the sports card hobby. Bots clean out all stores that carry the product everyone wants online and leave true collectors with nothing or having to go to a marketplace and pay 2 to 3 times more.
Here's the moral of this whole story. People ruin things.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's just the moral of the story. Humans ruin stuff.
Some people that don't ruin things are your Phantom of the Chiefs, which is Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. They're a pretty dynamic duo. And there's a lot of big duos that we've had in Kansas City as well. Outside of, you know, I always go back to when it really started for me with a sports career was, you know, like, Moose and Haas were like the first two that I captivated me as well.
I think I could go back to Dos Carlos with Fabulous and Beltran, where we tried to push them as a duo back in the day.
Yeah, and I mean, that was, you know, because like Moose and Haas were one of those guys or one of those duos that just kind of really made the scene and like brought people out, and they actually won, so it was kind of cool. But
I'm not saying Dos Carlos was packing him in.
Right, but it's an funny attempt,
yeah.
And you get people out there. It's like what Rob Riggle was saying earlier. They were talking to Gene Lamont.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it became a bit. Now people sing the Gene Lamont song to this day because it was funny and it was interesting and it made
I sing
reaction.
It all the time. It's just Gene right. Lamont.
So where we get this duo conversation from is NFL rushing duos, best duos in the league. Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson.
I mean, that's the first one that makes the list is the quarterback yeah. running back.
And the second one is also
quarterback.
It's Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts. Now, to be fair, both of those duos ran for over 2,500 yards. Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson ran for 2,836, and Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley ran for 2,635. The others on the list are Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, Bijan Robinson and Allgeier, Buck Irving and Rashard White, and then Jaden Daniels and Brian Robinson Jr., another quarterback and running back combination. Those are some pretty solid duos.
Solid, man. Really solid.
Is there any other duos, maybe not running back, quarterback, running back, or running back duos in the NFL that work better than others?
Well, obviously the Mahomes-Kelsey duo does work, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not just hearsay from Kansas City where we love our Chiefs type stuff. I think if you ask anybody to name the best quote-unquote duo in the NFL, I think nationwide people would say Mahomes and Kelsey. It's very hard not to put those two guys at the top of the list with the commercial experience, with Taylor Swift, with Patrick Mahomes being Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs winning all the time. I think it's hard not to put those two guys at the top of the list. And so I think they are the duo for Kansas City. It's not Rice yet. It's definitely not Worthy yet. I don't think it's Chris Jones at this point in time, and maybe he takes over once Travis leaves as kind of that confidant, you know, there with Patrick Mahomes. But if you're looking around at this team right now, they are the duo current. They are the duo of the past, and they are the duo moving forward until they don't want to be the duo anymore. And I'll take Mahomes and Kelsey over any of those duos that have been laid out there right now by the NFL because they have the proof of winning and they know how to get it done when it matters most.
Riggle had mentioned something that he brought up on our interview earlier where he said crawl, walk, run,
right?
Yeah. So
military deal.
Let's do that for Kansas City. Did Derek and Neil crawl so Moose and Haas could walk so Kelsey and Mahomes could run?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that kind of like where we're at with that analogy?
Yeah, I like that.
That's fair.
Because, I mean, I feel like, obviously, I was really young when DT and Neil were doing their thing. I mean, it took my dad to another dimension when both of them got a sack in a game, which was a lot. And Neil did the George Brett swing and all that sort of stuff. But I think that's a pretty solid duo.
It is. And I'm glad you brought them up in the way that you did, because I was thinking, like, are we in the running stage now with Mahomes and Kelsey? Like, crawl, walk, run. I love the era thing, because I was actually talking to a former Chief yesterday from that era. And I said, man, I'm glad you reached out to me. It's nice to hear from you. I said, we got to make sure that more people know about your era, because you were the first ones to really put this organization on the map back in the Neil Smith, Derek Thomas type days, right? And he just kind of laughed back at me. Oh, we didn't do anything. But they did. Like, back in the late 80s, early 90s, this was a franchise that wasn't moving to 119th and all. They were moving anywhere they could get a stadium at that point in time. It was a morbid franchise here in Kansas City. Marty, Carl, Derek, they come in, revamp the entire franchise, and set this franchise up for success. And if they didn't have those three guys, we're probably not talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. And so that's a great way to kind of bring up that era and continue to remind people that the Chiefs did exist in Kansas City before Patrick Mahomes. There were a lot of people that laid the groundwork. I know some people just wake up and realize it just started 10 years ago. But yeah, Derek and I guess you could say Neil were probably, I mean,
because did George have anybody that ever stuck out?
No.
No one's ever like George and Frank.
Definitely not now, they're not. But
no.
Yeah, but back then, no. Frank couldn't hit in the postseason. He was a .216 career postseason hitter. Big moments. Frank White's a zero.
Tomba and Houston.
That's a good duo.
It's a fun duo. But I know. Yeah, but it's a fun duo.
We're just trying to spitball duos.
Yeah, no. But I'm saying
Bobby and Cags.
Why not? That was a duo. That was one of the best sacking duos in the league.
That team didn't do anything.
Okay.
But
did Neil and DT?
They brought the franchise back.
Okay.
Yeah, they did. They're the reason why people that are my age and older are Chiefs fans.
I would say the same with a lot of people about Tomba and Houston. But yeah, anyways.
Will Houston get into the Ring of Honor?
You're asking the wrong person. I think there's too many people in the Ring of Honor, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, that's fair.
I saw that man in the locker room drop his towel, and I just had to leave. I was like, no wonder you have 20 sacks, dude.
Men's wieners.
Big time. University of Georgia, what's up? Bobby and Cags, the next one.
Love it.
I'm not ready to say that yet. Okay. You got to do it. Like, right now, it's I don't even know if it's Bobby and Sal or Bobby.
Bobby and Vinny. What about Sal and Lil Kane?
Yeah, that's a good one. For different reasons. Yes. Like
because they won, right?
And they were very productive, too.
And like, they were
quietly
funny.
Productive.
They were funny.
But Haas and Moose, like, stole the spotlight from those guys.
Without
you know?
Even really trying.
Yeah.
It was just like, well, this is what the fan base gave us. And then there was, like, the deep cut, which was, like, the real fans are like, yeah, Moose and Haas are great. Everybody loves Haas because he's the first baseman. He's super good looking, and he's the promised one. Mm-hmm. Moose is just, you know, Moose.
Moose.
And then there's, like, yeah, but the Kane and Sal or the Kane and Sal videos are where it's at.
Yeah,
because you know Lorenzo Cain should be playing Clash of Clans in his seat, and here comes Sal. You know who knows what he's saying in the video, but Kane's like, "Get away from me, man!" You know, get away. You know, I thought that was great too.
It was fantastic, and I think Haas and Moose stole the spotlight because number one, they were both homegrown guys drafted. You know, obviously Kane was brought over in a trade. Salvi's a homegrown guy. There's no question about that. But we were, I think the organization sold us Moose and Hosmer before anybody else, you know?
Yeah.
And so when they came up, those were the guys that we were buying into from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the guys that came up. And, oh, there's Salvi. I don't think we appreciate Salvi and Lokane for how good of baseball players they were during that run. I know I didn't.
One that I thought of that I don't think ever blossomed because one guy wasn't about it, but one duo that I thought was going to be a duo was Gordon and Butler.
Hmm.
Because they came up together, and like when I was a kid and the Royals like basically sucked my whole life, my dad was like, there's this kid from Omaha that's going to be the next George Brett, because that's what they that's what they said. Played third base.
Yep.
Going to be number seven, you know, all this sort of stuff. And then Curt Schilling showed up that day. That's brutal. That was a brutal day for Mr.
Gordon. That was bad for him, man. But hey, you learn more from those moments
right.
than you do from getting
correct.
Three hits.
But Butler and Gordon were kind of promised as this next duo that, because that's the thing about baseball is like these guys get drafted. Gordon, obviously, out of the University of Nebraska. Billy Butler, I believe, was out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you're going to have to wait a couple years. But when they come up, they're going to come up together, and they're going to reshape this franchise.
Oh, yeah. I remember Billy Butler, day he was drafted, and they brought him out to Kauffman Stadium as a high school senior. And you're like, man,
that's crazy.
Can you play today?
Yeah.
See you in 6 years. That's like a buzzkill.
It's terrible.
It's the worst buzzkill in sports.
It was the worst.
Because you draft, like it's going to happen again this year. They're going to draft all these guys. Everybody gets excited. You don't know who any of them are, but they're new. You get excited. See you in 6 years.
In 2030.
And then my grandmother, RIP Grandma Peggy, her favorite duo was Cookie and Freddie.
That's a good one.
It's a great one.
I mean,
Cookie
is one of the greatest human beings on earth. You know how I feel about Freddie. I mean, just that's a fun one. I love that.
That was her
smiling thinking about that.
That was her favorite Royals duo. She had a Freddie Pottek autographed baseball, because I told you, family friend.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, my stepdad went in there. We helped Freddie move, and he was like, "Hey, Freddie, my mom's a huge fan. Would you mind signing the baseball?" He goes, "Not only that, but I'd love to meet her." 2 weeks later, "Hey, how you doing?" I was like, she just absolutely loses.
Did she know he was coming to the house?
No.
Okay, because I was just watching a video this morning. Jerry Stiller shows up at the actual Costanza residence with the people living in it. Oh, my God.
Show with a pole.
It's so good.
Somebody on the text line says Escobar and Infante.
That's a good one. What about Reed and Veach?
I just think it's Reed. He's always tied to Pat.
Yeah. Brett's never going to get the love. Ever.
No.
It's never.
Most GMs don't, for whatever reason. Howie Roseman and Chris Ballard.
Just
people are in love
out.
With Chris Ballard.
I love Chris Ballard.
He's the guy who signed Daniel Jones.
Hey, you seen him throw a football in camp?
I hear he's tearing up the surfaces out there.
No defenders and no pads.
He's the guy who paid Philip Rivers, Carson Wentz, and who was the third one back-to-back?
Daniel Jones.
No, there's one in between. There's one more.
Oh, didn't they have the old guy who was
in
Cleveland now?
Oh, Flacco?
Yeah,
and Flacco. All three of them in a row.
Yeah.
Paid
that's what happens when you can't draft quarterbacks. That's why you want to be – the same with starting pitching. It's the same damn thing. I mean, Mark Redman was a GD All-Star for 2 years here.
Somebody brought up, what about McGuire and Sosa?
That's a great
duo. McGuire and Canseco.
Yeah, hey.
The Juice Bros.
Yeah, the Bash Brothers for a reason, right?
I'll never forget that quote from Jose Canseco. Mark McGuire can deny doing steroids all he wants. I put a needle in his ass in the bathroom. I don't know why he'd make that up.
This is Canseco.
That's sour grape guy right there.
It is, big time.
I didn't get what I wanted, so I'm going to ruin it for everyone.
And everybody else is, that is sour grape guy.
There's was on, like, that reality show where there's a bunch of washed-up celebrities.
Well, that's how you know when people have reached, they got no more money, they're doing that kind of stuff.
Did he also sign Matt Ryan?
Oh, they did. That's right.
Matt Ryan. Yeah. They had Flacco, but that wasn't the one who they paid money to. Yeah, they paid Matt Ryan, Philip Rivers, and yeah.
Yeah, that guy gets a lot of love, and they really haven't accomplished much in Indianapolis.
He got gift-wrapped Andrew Luck, which any idiot would have drafted, and since then hasn't done jack diddly.
Poo.
But they love him there. They think he's, I mean, maybe not there, but naturally. He's a chosen one, if you will. He's, like, as you mentioned, Howie Roseman in that category.
John Lynch a little bit.
A little bit in that category, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Brian Cashman, I think, kind of falls into that category.
Not Veach.
But not Veach, no. Veach, people are still pissed he drafted Breland Speaks.
Well, I mean, gosh. God forbid he do anything else worth a darn. 3 Super Bowls, go to 5.
But he drafted Breland Speaks.
And Sky Moore.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. He didn't hit 100 in his drafting? Find me a general manager. Let me look at Howie Roseman's success rate is.
You ready for this, Mac, before we go to break?
Yeah.
Crossplay. College football 25-26.
Let's go.
So now your Xbox friends or PlayStation friends say, oh, I can't play. I don't know how to play on that controller. Excuses no more.
No more excuses.
Crossplay.
Why wouldn't they have done that years ago?
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Money. You never know.
I think they would have made more years ago, though, doing it that way.
Never know. We'll wrap this show up on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
And you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Day here on 96.5 The Fan. Hope everybody has a lovely, lovely Thursday getting ready for the weekend. Quick week. I love these weeks really fast. Don't like coming back on the Tuesday because everybody thinks it's Monday and then, you know, they demand everything. But now you only have 4 days to work this week. And so now it is a Friday tomorrow. And we're all very, very, very excited about that. I real quick shout out to Major League Baseball. They just purchased part of a softball league for the kiddos and the girls and whatnot to make softball even bigger and better. Mm-hmm. And we've got a major softball tournament coming to town at the end of the month. There'll be thousands and thousands of kids from all over the country coming into Kansas City for a major softball tournament. And we're actually going to have professional softball. I don't know if you guys knew this, here in Kansas City this year. And they're looking to expand this professional softball league in Kansas City. And you brought up Billy Butler. He's the coach of one of these teams that's rolling into town. And I'm like, ah, that's really cool. So we got the opportunity to see what they're going to be able to do and bring kind of professional softball onto the national scene, if you will. And, you know, the folks over at Top Gun Events do such a great job, Jeremy and his crew, of promoting softball. I just thought that was really cool today to see that MLB invests into, what are they calling it, Athletes Unlimited, and their softball league to grow the game. That's how you grow this sport that Dusty and I have been so passionate about, but it seems like at times nobody shares our love. And now we see Major League Baseball doing this. I love it. I love it, having two girls and having them go through the softball circuit and all and playing. It's great to see Major League Baseball come alongside softball and help grow that game as well.
Love to see it expand, like you said, expand the game and get everything going.
Yeah.
Mac, are you aware of this movie? It's called Megan 2.0. Is that a real thing?
No. What is that? I'm not aware.
You know how like the new thing in movie theaters is the custom popcorn bucket? Remember the Dune one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I have a Taylor Swift one at the house.
So this one is a female and the popcorn is inside of her head.
Whoa.
This is the theme bucket? That's what it looks like?
Yeah, here, I'll send it to you via X, formerly known as Twitter. But it's quite disturbing. I don't know if I could eat popcorn out of this bucket.
Did you say it had feet?
No.
Because I saw one the other day that had feet. And
well, you'd like that.
No.
Pre-order with tickets while supplies last.
Oh, you got to pre-order the popcorn now? Jesus, yeah. Can't I just go to a GD movie? Why does everything have to be like, why can't we do spur-of-the-moment type stuff? I'd like to go to a movie on Friday. All right, cool. We'll think about it. Well, maybe we go, maybe we don't. I'd like to go to a movie on Friday. It's Tuesday. You should have bought your tickets on Monday. You should have pre-ordered your popcorn, and you should have reserved your seat. Why can't I just show up at the box office and say I'd like that? Like they've taken all the spur-of-the-moment stuff out.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. I mean, popcorn out of that thing? Absolutely not.
This woman's head's cut in half.
Yeah, and then there's just one eye looking at you.
Not a chance. Who wants that?
Very, very weird.
Not a chance. Yeah, Megan 2.0.
2 years after Megan, a marvel of artificial intelligence, went rogue and embarked on a murderous rampage, its creator, Gemma, has become an advocate for government oversight of AI.
Gemma Fredette.
How big is that bucket? It doesn't even look like it's that big of a popcorn bucket. I mean, well, Jonathan, creepy. Eating popcorn out of some woman's head?
Jonathan Lipnick, he told us in Jerry Maguire, the human head weighs 8 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, there's
no
chance.
How about a bottomless bucket of popcorn? Call it a day.
Smash.
The large is.
That's all I need.
At least it was at AMC. The large was free refills. So I'd smash before the preview started, then go fill it up when the preview started, and then I was set for the day. Plus, I didn't know this. The movie theater in Lee Summit, maybe they do this at all these B&B theaters. You can get like a 32-ounce Tank 7.
Oh, God. Who the hell wants that? I mean, that's
a movie?
I don't have to get up.
You got to get up to pee.
Not until
32 ounces of Tank 7 is way too
that's
much.
That's a lot.
I mean, I can edge my pee, so I just wait until the end of the movie, and I'm in there for like 5 minutes, dude. Like, I won't get up. Like, I will not miss the movie. That's just like the OCD or the ADHD that I have a lot of in my body.
No, I will not get up. Those type of theaters where you go eat and drink and all this kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. Like, how many times you walk? Yeah, like, I'm here to see the movie, and if I'm eating and drinking, A, I'm not paying enough attention to the movie, and then I have to have somebody explain it to me, and then I got to pee like 16 times during this thing, like... Then I've missed the whole thing. I don't know.
It's yeah, you can just get like any sort of beer, but like, yeah, they have a 32 ounce. And I was like, so can I get Tank 7? She's like, one Tank 7, one large popcorn. I probably had a minor stroke halfway through the movie. But
I mean,
like,
all that salt and Tank 7 all at awesome. Once is like, duh, duh, duh.
Right. Big win last night for the Royals. Noah Cameron showed a lot on the mound last night, a big opportunity. I still think that is a good sort of parallel that you can look towards a guy like Jack Caglione. Look, Noah Cameron, St. Joe, nobody knew who he was a month ago. That's fair. He's had four starts now. His ERA is 107. Last night was one of those games where he needed to toe the slab and really shove, and he did exactly that. The pressure was not too big for Noah Cameron, where I think pressure is a lot more for a pitcher in that situation than it would be for a hitter. That should give you some sort of insight that maybe it can be okay if Jack Caglione gets up there to the big leagues, which I think will be in the next 2 weeks. Again, last night he goes 3-for-4 after going 0-for-5. So bigger surprise last night. Jack Caglione going 3-for-4 in AAA after going 0-for-5 as a 22-year-old kid, or Noah Cameron being told to go out there and stop the bleeding.
It's Noah Cameron. I'm not surprised by Jack Caglione anymore. It's just like he's going to do that every night. That he's kind of become an expectation, and I hate that because that means there's going to be a lot of pressure for me. Like, I expect him to get 3 hits every night. Noah Cameron is still kind of making spot starts, right? And he's doing it at the big league level against a team that just kicked your teeth in the last 2 nights. And you got to go out there and stop the bleeding. And, oh, by the way, this is just your 4th big league start, and you don't really have much experience in the major leagues. Go do it, kid. And, boy, did he.
Yeah.
I mean, he was tremendous last night. And fun to watch. Quick innings. Not many pitches. Got out of a jam. Like, he did everything that you kind of want. And now he's presented the Royals a lot of options, man. You got a lot of options when it goes out to acquiring a bat now. You could trade Noah Cameron. You could trade Chris Bubich. You could trade Michael Lorenzen. You won't get as much back. But, you know, he's given you options now to be able to go out there and possibly move a pitcher in your rotation at the big league level. The Chiefs have traded Tyreek Hill. There's no reason you can't trade anybody on any team at any point in time and still be successful. And the Royals have shown that this is not a flash in the pan. All of their starters are really, really good. Every guy that they've brought up so far from the minor leagues has been really good. That's a tribute to what's going on in the pitching department right now with baseball. Eye roll. But they're doing an unbelievable job. They're doing a great job of getting these guys ready and productive when they get up to the big league level. It's not the old days anymore. And so now you've got a situation where you're like, well, hell, I could trade one of these pitchers because I know the next guy that comes up can be pretty good because this Brian Anderson guy is our pitching coach. I think that's his name.
Sweeney is
doing one hell of a job, and his staff is doing one hell of a job. They're getting these guys ready. We've got a great problem now. And now maybe we don't have to worry about getting a minor bat to help our team. Maybe we can go bigger because we have better pieces to trade now, and Noah Cameron has just given you so many more options.
Jeff Passan came out with a piece this morning on Roman Anthony and Jack Caglione. Roman Anthony killing it in the minors.
He's Boston's number one prospect for those of you that...
Over for the Red Sox, killing it over there. And Boston radio having the same conversation we are. When's this happening? Why? How long does he have to tear it up? This article from Jeff, quoting this, the Royals AAA team is in the midst of a 2-week homestand, and if Caglione continues his solid outfield play and further cuts into his chase rate, he could debut soon thereafter, according to a source familiar with Kansas City's plans. That comes from Jeff Passan's article on ESPN.
Yeah, that's the thing, is everybody's worried about his chase rate.
But I don't even know what that means, but everybody strikes out. I mean, you see these strikeouts every night. This guy has 12. This guy's
swinging at pitches that are outside of the zone.
Everybody does that, though. I mean, that's a minor thing.
That was his big flaw in college. And then he brought over to minor league play that he was still doing. That's what the one thing they want to see him
fix. Well, you mentioned he goes 3-for-5 last night, right?
3-for-4.
Well, 3-for-4, yeah. Whatever it was, right?
Sure.
Okay, fine. 3-for-4. 3-for-5. What, you got 3 hits?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In that game last night?
Yep.
Who the hell cares what his chase rate is? Like, he's making it work. His at-bats, he had 4 of them, 3 turned into a hit. Oh, well, his chase rate. Well, so what are you saying? You want him to go 4-for-4?
No, and he's also...
I mean, I think that's just...
Also, his hard hit rate is great, too. He's hitting over 100 miles per hour on almost half of his hits that he has in AAA so far. Again, we remind you every day, go do something nice for somebody you never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody, Gold, and Drew from 10 to 2 on 96.5 The Fan. Talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.